hopefully what we've learned through that is that actually what we need to do is be focused on listening to God, isn't it? And, you know, I've got these little hearts because, you know, sometimes just when you hold something, it focuses your attention. And what I wanted us to do was to be focusing our attention on listening to God, because then when we do, we know his fullness. We know life in all its fullness. And he shows us that through Jesus, who loves us, who loved us so much, who died on a cross and rose to new life for us. Ooh. If you haven't got one of these and you want one, there are some left in the bowl. So I think Rachel wants to grab some for Sparks later. But there are some there. So just hold this. If you've got one already, hold it as we're praying. I'm going to hold mine as we're praying together. And then we'll sing our final song. Lord, thank you for our time this morning to listen to you, to listen to your word that's been read to us, to listen to each other, and to reflect on you in different ways, Lord. Father, we want to hear your words of comfort, of love and belonging and forgiveness and grace. Words of healing, Lord, being spoken into our lives each day. Father, we know that there are a number of folks from our own church family who are not well at the moment. And so we're just going to pause in quietness, Lord, and we're going to call out their names to you. You know their situations, whether that's friends, family, nearby or further away. So let's just call out names of people who we're concerned about just at the moment. Father, thank you for those whose names we've heard and others who we're holding in our hearts. Thank you, Lord, that we can share life together with those around us, and we can share your love, Jesus. We could be the ones to speak your words of comfort and hope and love and belonging into people's hearts and minds. Father, as we pray for those we know, we pray for others who we see on our TV screens or read about on the internet, in the news at the moment. Lord, for those who are so deeply affected by the coronavirus in different places around the world. And Lord, we want to include in our prayers the economic impact that that's having and concerns for that side of things. But above all else, we want to pray for people. For those who have lost loved ones, for those who are ill at the moment. And Father, I pray that there will be a quick resolution to this virus. Lord, bring healing from this virus that seems to be uncontrollable in many ways. Father, protect your world. And then, Lord, we pray for those affected so much at the moment by flooding and bad weather conditions. And we've had more rain over the last couple of days, which will work its way into rivers that have already burst their banks. Father, it's heartbreaking to see. It's hard to understand how people are coping. We saw on the news last night a couple with a bungalow, and the flood water was right up to their gutter line. And Lord, we know people in other communities. Father, I want to thank you for my friends in Upton-upon-Severn and the church there and the way that they are caring for their neighbours and their community around them in practical ways and in conversation and praying for them. Father, whether the floods and the weather conditions have directly affected us and our homes or not, Lord, we can still be concerned and we can still hold people out to you in our prayers. And Father, finally, I want to ask for the courage for us to not just to listen to you, but to actually live out what we're hearing. Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and life in all its fullness. And we can hear that. But Lord, what you need us to do as well is to respond to you and engage with the reality of those words in our own lives, to be living them. So we pray that you will help us to do that. In Jesus' name, amen.